Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, listeners. Welcome back to another Blurred Beyond. This is Season 6, Episode 7, the Remake Remaster Edition. Yes. I got my boy over here, Red One. Yeah, I got Blue 2. I got it. I can't. But anyways, I got Black 3.
Yes,
and Go 4. Yeah. And I got my boy Jay Rice Queen 5.
And we alive.
And I say, before we begin this little wonderful episode, let's go ahead and hit them hot topics real quick.
All right. So apparently, a Dodgeball sequel is currently in development at 20th Century Studios.
Not necessarily. Remember,
not necessarily.
I moving said on. Not necessary.
Moving on. Moving on for that. He said, get that trash out of here. I'm dodging that movie. I'm dodging that movie.
Not even giving it a second glance.
No. I don't fucking dare.
Ben Stiller probably need vengeance or something, man. That's probably what it's going to be.
I don't blame him.
He got vengeance. He said, y'all made me fat. I'm going to get them.
Oh, all
right. Hopefully he has a... He gets out of that bed, so he might have a rocky opening for him exercising to get a vengeance.
That montage.
Yes.
We know
they're
gonna have kids. It's gonna be
about
the kids.
I forgot the word, you know. I said that's why I said opening.
Dodgeball the next generation.
Yes. So and then Tesla.
That goes so well.
If you've seen the news and whatever, the viral videos, Tesla is trying to pull an iRobot on us. Because the train, the robot, and the car.
So, did you know there's a lawsuit going for that?
Yep.
Oh, maybe.
Yep. What? The director saw it. He said,
there's actually a lawsuit going.
He copying my swag.
Hold him.
So he's suing him for a concept?
Yeah.
Yeah, for stealing the idea.
I mean,
it was a movie,
but it was his idea.
Was mine is mine,
but he didn't make it.
Was mine's is mine.
No, the director of iRobot suing Elon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was all right.
Nah, was mine.
He made a fictional movie.
Was mine's is mine. He's I'm gonna get mine.
You're telling me if I would have made the Marty McFly shoes and tried to sell them, I get sued.
You could,
babe. If it's
not made a hoverboard, an actual hoverboard, I could get sued. Like,
I mean, that crazy. So many people have made hoverboards.
Okay, but like one that worked, like
probably. But if you had it, like looked the design as it too.
Yeah. As long as it don't look like real similar, I think you'd be good.
Yeah. I think his looks similar to the.
You ain't see it. I'm
pretty
video.
Sure they copyright a last.
Yeah, that's I so saw dumb. The video.
That's the problem.
Adam marching on. You got to turn the thing off.
Right, it's too late. We'll share it on the Facebook group.
We believe.
Well, I mean, technically, it's already in there, but still.
I say yes, already out there.
Yeah.
If you don't have the means to make it. Don't worry about it, dog. You couldn't make it anyway. The director couldn't make it anyway. There ain't no reason.
He said, "I'm gonna get my paper."
He ready.
He might low-key had copyrighted the design of it though. If he did that, then he can sue him.
And he can sue him, right?
That's true.
He's gonna get his bag.
Legal rights.
Because these side by side pictures,
they do look kind of similar in some pictures and videos.
That's the reason why he's doing what he's doing.
So I'm pretty sure if he's taking it that far, it must be legit.
Yeah.
Right.
It's looking like that, Jack. Well, it looks like the live action Metal Sonic is inevitable. It's gonna happen. So I don't know. It's gonna be like a Easter egg or like an end credit scene in Sonic 3, but he's coming.
It should be.
Apparently, that's hearsay. That's
right.
But
is it quick? He coming quick?
Yeah.
So don't blink.
All right.
But That is it for the Hot Topic news.
Boots and
yeah. Throw them tomatoes right back at you.
Right.
Wow.
So
that's good though.
What is on the agenda for the remake remaster? What game or I guess movie maybe?
What even you music? Want? Even music.
Uh-oh. Remix. What's up? So what do you have?
Can I say something out the gate?
Go on.
About the what?
I feel like out the gate. Do it. Yeah, gate.
Okay, go on.
I feel like somebody should remake all the R. Kelly songs so we can actually listen to them without feeling guilty.
Maybe agrees. The lyrics that he used did not age well. So I don't think anybody want to touch that.
Well, nothing with him ages well.
I mean, Tank could probably do it. Tank could do it.
It don't be age at all, apparently.
Mike can do it.
I'm gonna be honest, I say nobody should do it. Just leave it.
Because we don't know it's his lyrics.
Yeah. That's a hard thing to dang.
But if the other person's speaking, they might actually be talking about what they were supposed to be discussing and not what he might have been discussing.
True.
Are they gonna change the lyrics?
But they might rearrange them a little bit.
Okay. Because definitely, you know, my mind's telling me no.
Obey.
My body is telling me yes.
See, I feel like people out of our age group and older, we gonna recognize where it's from, regardless of who's singing. We gonna be like,
give it to them.
That's so familiar about this.
Give it to them.
We heard this lyric like.
Oh, you don't like to breathe, huh?
So.
It's telling me yes, though.
Oh my god. Well, if that's the case, then I'm about to say I mean we've heard a lot of remix songs from, whenever you get like old songs like Temptation, Earth, Wind & Fire, stuff like that way, and then people try to remix them, try to claim it, like make it like their own.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's some songs that, that me fire a little bit, I'm not just throwing it out there just for, kicks and giggles or not. There are some good ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some of them could be a little bit better, a little bit though. Yeah. But some of them kind of take it just a little bit too far in some of the songs and it don't sound right.
Like it don't have that same feeling, the same soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. I'm about saying that's where it kind of throws me off a little bit. Oh, like, okay, I'm hearing this song and I'm like, why is it? So I guess in in a right, but in the wrong way at the same time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just like, dang, they didn't have to put that song in there to mix in with that one because then it make it sound like it's kind of dirty.
I understand. Because, shoot, I mean, I hate when they make remake songs or like they reuse the same lyrics, like the whole lyric, too. Like, create their own stuff. I'd be like, what the freak? You just stole the song, basically.
Pretty much.
And that must be pissing me off because I'd be thinking it's the original song. And then I'd be like, turn this mess off, man. I sound old as hell, but I'd be so mad.
Yeah.
I mean, we getting up there.
because I like the original for a reason.
Yeah.
Right. I'd be ready to turn up. I'd be like, man, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Because it's that one song, what is it, Keisha Cole Love? You be thinking it's that. Mm-hmm. But it was this other girl. I'm like,
what?
Same thing
happened with that Fantasia song, When I See You Now.
I'm glad
I get to speak on this because it makes me physically ill. Because that's a song that I cherish. Like, that's one of them songs that they be like, men sing it like they a woman. Like, it's just something about it. Like, you just be like, boy, that hit. So she took something that was so beautiful and loving and made it about a sorry nigga. And I'm just like, why are we doing this?
Hey, she messed that song up, bro. That joint crazy.
And I you know, my support to her, because I mean, she made it. She on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should have left that alone. That's all I'm saying.
There's certain songs you gotta leave alone, bro. Just certain let it go. That's one. Junk crazy.
I can agree with that.
Have you ever?
Weekend.
Yeah. It's crazy because when I heard, what's the name of that song? The one he did.
I know the lyrics. Yeah, I know if I hear it.
That's the simp anthem.
Oh, I don't want to know.
All right, I
never heard the lyrics for real until he sang the song, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Cause I was a little younger when I heard the song. And I remember, I was like, oh, dang. I said, The Weeknd done pretty much just, was it called Modernized this song?
Yeah.
And then I thought about the words. I was like, dang, this is sad. The guy, I said, he went out sad.
It's a little depressing.
I said, that's crazy. Like, you're out here not breathing with somebody else. Coming home and kissing you goodnight. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
She was good on the mic with somebody else.
All right.
You gotta sing them
songs. Just don't tell me. Just don't tell me.
Lee, I'm talking about she had a whole concert.
Right there.
I mean, sold out.
Acapella now.
And an encore.
Meet and greet.
I'm out there. You ain't liking the breeze. You stand on it. Stand on it.
And against appearance.
Oh my god.
Boy. Yeah, that Michael Jackson. Oh.
That part.
All right. Well. Yep.
That's
good solos.
Let's see, what else can we think of?
I mean, even though they already done it probably twice, but they did it on Broadway and then they did it live. The Wiz, I feel like I would want to see The Wiz now done. And I have made several TikToks of it recasting and stuff. Of course, Chris Brown being a Scarecrow, I think that should happen.
Yeah, I like that.
Or even Charles Gambino as Scarecrow. And I feel like Leon Thomas III would be a nice tin man from Everybody Know Victoria and stuff. I was casting them joints. I said T-Pain should be the lion.
How many
can switch up though? I even put Jamie Foxx at the lion at 1.2, but some of them could work as the tin man too though. Then, I'm gonna have to share the videos to y'all, but
yeah, I like this one, I like that one because that's one of those it's like it don't get old and you can't really mess it up too bad unless you, don't you follow the script.
Watch it, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I had her as Dorothy.
I was about to say who, I had to think about who you said. You ain't say her name. I ain't hear it.
You said it quick, too.
I'm sending to the group now.
It reminds me.
Luke James could be them. You know what I'm saying?
What's that new movie that's coming out? That's dealing with the Wizard of Oz? If they had that kind of budget, Wicked.
Yeah,
they had the budget of Wicked. It could really look nice. The Wiz, it'd be a nice rendition.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they haven't remade the movie, right? They sold me the plays, right?
Yeah, because it's live on TV and then on Broadway. That's all right. So people have talked about it, but they never went ahead with it. And I even had Neo. Well, Neo was already he was in the
TV play.
You know what I'm saying? But man, I had Cat Williams as the Wiz in one of my castings.
Oh, dang, like, I like that.
Nice.
I like
man.
I like that.
I had
that would be funny as hell.
Fantasia as Missy one. One time in one of my videos, I had Chyna McClain as Dorothy.
Evelyn, I can see that.
As if y'all seen you probably did The Orange and New Black.
The Orange and New Black.
But she can sing. Yeah, she no. She played Tasty. She can sing. She was in the new Color sing. Purple. She can sing.
She sure was.
Like either one. Man, I was casting my tail off. It blew up on TikTok and stuff. People were like, yeah, I see it. Then one of them I had, Mike Epps, as the Wiz, they said, no, you had him all right until you got to him. I said, dang, the hate. Y'all just hate him.
Hate, right. Yeah, he'd be a good Wiz.
You look the most like Richard Pryor than anybody.
Yeah, man. Then one of them I had Billy Porter as the Wiz. So.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Yeah. Man, I was casting my tail off, boy. And then I had Evan Ross as the Scarecrow.
I like it.
I had Wayne Brady as the Lion. Alicia Keys as Glinda the Good.
Okay.
Alicia get whatever she want.
You watch them jumps. You watch them. But that's what I would want. Like, we need it. I thought we need it. Like, they can really do it. They can really do it. And have them audition. We all know who we would want as, like, as the Scarecrow and stuff. But, like, I don't know.
It's more than likely it's not going to be Chris Brown because of the whole blacklisting thing.
But, yeah. It really could be Shadow's Gambino or somebody else. Evan Ross could do it. Like, just to pay homage to his mom and stuff. But, still, they can pull this off. If Jamie Foxx ain't in it, get T-Pain because he can dance. You got to have people that can do it all. That's when I was casting. I was looking. I was like, they could probably really pull this off.
Had me in there crying.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm seeing that. I'm probably seeing it a few times. I'm probably going to buy the movie so I can have it. But it's probably going to be on streaming services after that.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I'll just stream
it. I'll say yeah by then. Yeah.
But yeah, like, I think it would be good. But
I like that. That's perfect. Yeah. That was perfect.
I would low-key like to see a remake of, like, just a modernized version, just to see how they would do it, of John Q. I mean, I understand everything don't got to be remade, but I would like to see, just because of movies like, dang, I can't think of the names of it now. I can't even think of old boy name. What's that one? It's a American Gangster keep coming to my head, and I can't even. That's not the movie I'm thinking about. It's with the actor that looked like Jimmy Butler. He got blacklisted, low key.
Oh, American Skin.
Oh. Just because movies like American Skin.
He was in The Great Debaters. That's my man.
Yeah, that.
What is his name?
I knew his name. Right now. Oh, he's one of my favorite actors.
Nate Parker.
I think that's it.
Have y'all seen American Skin? Not to cut you off, but have y'all seen it?
Yes,
I got
yes,
it. But I have it on Amazon Prime. I bought Tears. That junk.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you think that whatever. It's a spoiler.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Have everybody seen it?
I don't think that. Oh, you saw it?
Yeah,
I know Fuquan ain't seen it. I know Fuquan ain't seen it.
Classic. But don't tell Prince.
I was ready to fight that one dude, though. I said, some of them, they be playing their role a little too hard. I'm like, now I know dang well. I'm like, hold up now.
I
was like, what's up? What? Like, that make you want to meet him in public.
He said,
I'm like,
what's up?
Like, so how you just going?
Right, that part.
Like, man, you acting a little too hard for this now. Like, you believe this, what you saying.
He showed conviction. He got conviction.
He's trying to get that paycheck, man.
The inmates were dropping some knowledge, bro. The inmate scene, they were dropping some knowledge. I like this movie. That's why I bought it. I showed it to them kids I work with. Oh, well.
Between that movie and it's another movie with what's that movie we saw, Prince, with John
Boyega? You gotta learn, huh?
What's that movie we saw with John Boyega when he was the veteran?
No, dang, Detroit too. Oh my god, they play that, and I'm saying when white people get these roles sometimes, they play the racist role a little too hard, like they believe this in their household or something. But the movie you're talking about. The movie you're talking about,
it had bro from
he played a former army vet, John Boyega. It was like an army vet.
He wanted his money.
It had bro from the wood, Stacy. You want Stacy in it from the wood?
I think so.
I don't know. Let me see.
And I know they had what's the name from The Wire that like he did the tribute for DMX. Is Michael? I forgot his last name. He's a good actor too. He was in The Wire and some other stuff. Like his name is Michael. I know his name is Michael. But he was in it too. He played the detective.
Because I don't remember what
time Breaking. I think it's Breaking.
Yeah, it's Breaking. Michael. I don't know his last name. I can't think of it. I know his name is Michael though.
Michael Kenneth.
Yeah.
No, not that person.
Michael Kenneth Williams.
Is yeah, it him? Is that yep. Okay. Is it really him?
He was a great actor. He was excellent in that too. That was one of the
movies
he did before he passed away.
Okay.
Yeah,
but yeah, between those two movies, I think I would love to see another John Q just because of how those movies are like. I feel like movies like American Skin and Breaking just like they just hit a little harder than movies with similar premises.
And either one of them can pull it off. Either one of them can pull it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they probably pull off. Shoot, even Dames and Idris can do it. He got.
If he make another sacrifice, I guess.
Speaking of that dude, oh my gosh, what are we doing there?
Sacrifice.
They're doing another one of Denzel's movies, but they turned it into a TV series. I should have used that as a hot topic. Golly, but
Denzel got here.
Lord,
he's still out here. Still, because Equalizer, that still come on with Queen Latifah.
Well, I doubt it. I don't think so.
That's my knowledge.
We can't.
I doubt it.
I haven't seen nothing about it.
He got two seasons. That, y'all.
Let me go ahead and clear that up. It's nothing against Queen Latifah's Equalizer. I didn't watch it, but I just haven't seen no buzz.
Is it believable? I mean by that.
He lying to y'all.
But nah, Man on Fire. That should have been a hot topic. Man on Fire is turning into a TV series for Netflix.
Oh, okay.
Yaya Abdul Mateen and Billy Boulet. I believe that's right. She looks French. Not to say anything against French. She doesn't look American. So she looks like a foreign actress. She looked foreign, like a foreign actress. Like
we got
she looked good. She don't look American. She looked good. She looks exotic. Yes.
She looks exotic.
Like, yeah. But Man on Fire coming to Netflix with them. That should be good.
Yeah, they probably do good. It's streaming.
They better milk that Denzel movies like he was talking about. John Q would be probably good too as a TV show. Like yeah. Man on Fire probably that Man on Fire by the hit. I'm telling you. I think now.
John Q would only get one season though.
One and done. It has to build up to the, you know.
Yeah.
They gotta cast that excellent though. But to the video game side, I've been waiting to say this. It's two games, but I'm gonna say one first. Power Stone needs to get remade into
Agreed.
Yeah, see,
I'm surprised they didn't, be honest.
Totally agreed.
Exactly. See, I know I almost said the N-word, but yeah, my people know about that game.
I'm pretty sure we've done said that on the podcast.
I mean, niggas know about the game. Niggas know about the game. I
said it about 19 times today.
I said it a couple times.
But look, because like Power Stone, so the premise of the game, like you're fighting, of course, and it's like a free for all, but it's like four. You can do one against one, but it's like four, and you can move around the map. Like I'm talking about move around, and like everybody has a power from a stone, like it's like a diamond or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you have different powers and stuff, like it usually changes the character and stuff like that. Each character have, and then you can get stronger too, of course. Like it's like almost like Digimon, like you have this certain premise and then you transform to a stronger version of that character that you transformed into originally. It's like different stages almost. But that junk, when they drop Power Stone 2, oh my gosh, bro. I need that game.
I never played it, but I'd have seen videos about it.
Like Power Stone. Let me do that. I think I can do that since it's on YouTube.
It's
probably gonna be bad graphics. I don't care. Maybe bad graphics. I can share my screen. What the
you gotta heck? Crawl before you can walk.
I type it in YouTube.
Yeah, no, we run like here. We
Power Stone, bro, like
You come out running? No, crazy.
I'm running, run up in them. Run up in them. Yes. Go ahead, stand there. Stand there. Stand still. Power Stone. Power Stone is legit, bro. Power Stone is legit. Power Stone. I'm telling you, because I had that Sega Dreamcast, man. I was, yes.
Yeah.
It was a show. Power Stone was a show. Power Stone was a show, too. Like,
what did you say?
We need a J-Star remake.
Oh. Man, that ain't happening.
Nah, but still. Dang, we just, you know, we're not talking about whether it's happening or not. We're talking about what we want. Dang.
It ain't happening, bro.
Ain't making Power Stone again. How about that? Like,
nah, they might. I believe it. Actually,
trash game.
I believe that.
This is gonna happen. Trash, we're gonna see that more.
I was just saying I wanted the remake. That's all. That ain't happening.
Right.
I'm negative Nancy.
Yo, because the license.
Three words, the whole show.
You know how many license you gotta go through?
Man, look, hold on. I'm at the shoulder clip. You know, I gotta skip them ads.
I mean, it would be dope.
They made what was it? What was that game they made? It was trash.
Jump Force.
I can't remember. Jump Force. They made Jump Force. They can make a it don't gotta be all of it.
Jump Force is trash.
Yeah.
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 Man.
I have three characters and they all share the same health bar.
Yeah, you got a good point. Yeah, that's who made it.
I always makes good stuff.
Welcome to Power Stone War. Now, in case you go out into the war.
This one. Yeah, it's kind of like almost like Street Fighter a little bit.
That Jack the Ripper?
I didn't know they had me in the game. Crazy.
Who is you?
Are you ready?
We might have your name, but you look more like Jack.
Hey, look at that. Powered up.
Dang.
Huh? Yeah, it's like a battle of rumors type game.
Pretty much.
Turn him up. Frank turned into a gold. I forgot what dude turned into. They hope he didn't get the food type off. Dang. Square point is Wing Fang that got all the games in the gym.
Right.
Nah, good time.
Yeah, he got tore up.
Jack got whacked.
He got tore up.
Yeah.
Jack got Jack, boy.
Yeah,
but anyway, yes, Power Stone.
Yep.
And then I don't know if anybody else want to go. I just want to throw another game out there before.
For me, I need them to remaster Legend of Legaia. I need them to remaster that game, like for real. That game is actually legit. I love the way how it plays out. The story is fantastic. I'm like, it's kind of almost like a little bit open world, just a little bit though, but it's still a good game.
Show us a video, because like, I don't know what that is. Show us a video.
I don't know what that is either, to be honest.
Type in Legend of Legaia, it was in the PS1 era during that time frame.
I've never seen this before.
Wait, y'all want me to do it, or are you doing it? Hold up.
You can go ahead and do it. I'm about to say yes, that you have the opportunity of it though, so... But it's a good game. Believe me on that.
Is it Gaia like the
Legend of Legaia? Legend of Legaia. L-E-G.
Like Gaia, like over there.
Like Gaia. Almost like Gaia a little bit, yeah.
Illusion of a Gaia. What?
Nope. Legend of Legaia.
But that's what I typed in, but Illusion of Gaia popped. Okay.
It's probably a secret.
Legaia.
Legaia. Yeah, Legaia.
All right. All right.
So what's the premise? Is it an adventure game?
Pretty much, it's like an adventure game, saving the world from being infested with like a natural weird, you know, I guess it's like the mist is what it's called. Basically, it turns humans into, like, you know, creatures, like almost like the plague a little bit.
Okay.
So that's kind of like what it is. Like, you're trying to prevent it from happening. And then you also, like, you about to say, you get these things called like raw suru. Basically, they're like your companions that help you on your adventure, that protects you from the mist, from turning you into like one of them.
Oh,
so to speak.
Yeah.
So they're a virus.
Pretty much.
That's what's up. I like that.
But it's actually, but like I said, it's pretty good. I mean, like I said, though, I would love for them to remaster that. They've already remastered like plenty other games that, you know, back in the PS1 days, like Spyro and Crash. And, you know, recently they're getting ready to bring out Lara Croft now out. So, you know, that's getting ready to come out.
Ain't it? Okay, Chris.
I was going to say, I think they should remake a Sly Cooper game.
Actually, you'd be surprised, though, but they actually did.
They did?
They did the first one. The first one.
Not a remaster, like a remake, like a whole, like.
Like, are you trying to say, like, you want it to be like what they did, like, the fourth Exhalation, or are you talking about just a remaster of all, just all together?
Like, just make, like, a whole new game. Like, just, like, adding it to, like, the Sly Cooper series. It wasn't a simple game, but at the same time, like,
right,
it would be more interesting to see, like, different mechanics with it.
Oh, yeah, that game was fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's fun being a thief. Excuse me. Yeah. No pun intended.
You can add extra elements to it.
Shit. Right, that's what, yeah.
But, see, I got another game, but they already did.
They probably do need to do more thief games, but go ahead.
I got one, too.
Well, you got, like, the Prince of Paris, and then you got, and then you got, what's that other one? I can't think of it. It'll come back to me.
I thought I had a flyer, bro.
But look, they already did this game, but it got mixed reviews. They remade
which one?
Killer Instinct. They remade it, but it should have been better. They didn't do it justice or something. So maybe they should let somebody else do it. But Killer Instinct used to be that game back in the day too.
Oh yeah, true.
I can show the old one, but they had. Had a bunch of different characters and stuff. It was very gruesome in some ways. Like that. Now they're trying to be funny. They got the They had the newer version up there too. Even though I put Killer Instinct 1 Weirdos. Hold on, Lord. Oh Lord, don't play the video without me sharing the screen now. God darn it.
They ready.
Yeah, they started playing it already. Like, Jesus Christ. Hey, what happened?
They said forget the condom.
Yeah. Hey, raw it is. Huh? Who?
Oh, it is.
Who's that? Who is it? Who's here? Who's here saying that?
What? Brawl? Talking about, or just Smash Bros. Brawl? Yeah. Just talking about.
I had to mute it. Dang it.
Oh my God.
I had to mute it. Dang, why is it so low?
Dang.
Never mind. Even playing the sound. All right.
They must have did it just for copyright reasons, probably. Ain't no telling.
I ain't going to say nothing.
Is this right there? Look at that.
Why they got it sitting like that?
I mean, they sitting up.
Ain't giving us. You only 125?
What happened? Killer Instinct. Welcome.
Oh, that looked kind of dope. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't ever played Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct was like that.
It's an old fighting game.
Yeah, I heard Killer Instinct is like that.
Yeah, they use
a
wolf character.
Yo. And they ain't even trying to block. Get up. Dang. Get up. They got to be fighting the computer.
They just taking it.
Get up.
Take that. Take that. Take that. That's what's happening.
Dang, they just.
Hey, man. But you see that combo she's doing?
Yeah.
Lord, they.
This got to be racist.
Oh yeah, when they tell us that,
fight back!
You know this is an older sibling playing against a younger sibling.
Gotta be.
That's what this is.
You got this. You know how to play. Remember, you've been wanting to play, right? You've been wanting to play. We're gonna play then.
God, let him go. Hey,
let him breathe.
Let him breathe down.
He's been wanting to play.
Dead.
You know they ran and tell mom. Look what he's doing to me.
Get off of him.
God, He getting tore up.
But yeah, Killer Instinct. They had mixed reviews. It came out last year, but
that's one of the games people went for, to be honest.
I think they dropped the ball. I think, yeah, see, because they dropped the ball, apparently. It had mixed reviews. Like, it was not what it was claimed to fame. So,
they dang, I didn't know they even dropped. I didn't know they even dropped the. I really didn't know they brought it back.
Go back to the drawing
that's
board.
That's wild.
But yeah,
pretty much.
That's my other game. I don't know.
Yeah, well, my other game that they actually they recently brought it out though, which was Paper Mario: The Thousand Year Door. Since they just brought that out already, then that was one of my favorite games to actually play as a Mario game. Well, between that and Mario RPG, when they got remastered as well, those are like my two all-time favorite games I like playing the most because that's what, I mean, I played it on Super NES when it came out for the RPG. And then I played it on the, I think I played it on the GameCube version. I didn't play it on the 64 version, but I did play it on the GameCube for sure.
Okay.
So I was like, those are my two for sure. Well, three, four, whatever.
I know I want to.
I did have more though, but I don't know if we'll get to that.
I don't know if it happened, but Jack and Daxter.
Yes. Oh my God.
I think they said they were going to try to work on doing it though, but they haven't said anything about it since
then. Yeah. They ain't said nothing. They've been quiet.
They haven't said anything about remastering neither one or the trilogy itself though. It is in the store though. I know that much though, but they haven't said anything about remastering them.
It's supposed to have been a movie.
True. And I've yet to hear anything about it. I mean,
that's a good series.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, it's good. Just haven't heard anything much about it since then. So I'm like, dang. Well,
you need to do it. Like, stop playing. Yes, I would love that. I would buy that immediately. There's two games. Well, really three. And like, this is when games was hitting back to back. This genres was hitting. First and foremost, NBA Street. We gotta have it. Come on. Stop playing around. Man.
It's so many players we could play with. Now.
Right.
Gosh.
You got NBA Jam. You got a whole bunch of basketball games back in the Sega and N60 and the Super NES days. They should have remastered a long time ago.
NBA Street needs to come back.
Yes.
NFL Street 2.
They say you got with it. They say you got NBA Streets at home.
Yeah.
NBA Playgrounds.
It ain't the same. It ain't the same.
The toys didn't sell.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same.
It wasn't good until they. Now, NBA Street Home Court, that was good. NBA Street Home Court was good. But for what it was, it did better than Def Jam. That's my other game that need to get come back. It's Def Jam Icon. Def Jam Icon. Whoever made it,
something with
send your address because we're pulling up.
Would y'all want to play with the characters they would have now?
I mean, they could drop new rappers up. You don't want to fight as J. Cole? Jermaine.
J. Cole probably be smooth.
Jermaine.
Apologize.
But like, oh, that's crazy. Like, but when they start bringing in like Tekashi,
I mean,
I mean, I love you, Cole. It's just a joke. Man. I'm glad you walked away.
I mean,
Cole.
Unless they do like a Mortal Kombat thing, not one, but the last one where like they bring old school and new school and like kind of have a.
Like a storyline. Yeah, as long as they have a good storyline. Yeah,
gonna throw baby oil at you.
Oh my gosh! Because Def Jam Fight for New York. Def Jam Fight for New York had a good storyline. It really did.
Yeah.
Then they came out with the Icon crap, and
you remember? I don't know if it's the first or second where you had to like pick a girl you like.
I'm saying we got choices now. We got some choices now, baby.
They really need to bring it back because we can have Kendrick versus Drake. Drake has never been in a Def Jam, so we need him in there so he can have a line.
That story arc can be amazing. Get the writers together, and y'all heard it here. So I know people been talking online, but we giving y'all the juice. For this, like, we're feeding y'all. Y'all been stealing from us anyway, so go ahead and yes, y'all stole from us.
Trust
anyway,
me,
this idea is amazing.
But you know what? You know what? 2K might be messing it up because you know they own the WWE rights and all that, right?
Yeah,
that and is right.
They might be the reason why these games can't come out because they might have like copyright infringement concerns. Because I noticed a lot of people might like a Cole or a Kendrick or a Drake in these wrestling games. So it's almost like they can make their own story that way. So 2K probably is hindering other people. I don't know.
Holding it back.
I don't know for sure, but yeah.
Can I say something
for that? We need the competition because 2K.
Yeah, bro.
Get the hell on with all that, bro. We want that jam back.
We need games to be fun.
Right. Like, bring back Kirby.
Kirby?
Yeah.
Hey, I mess with Kirby.
Kirby, I love like, that show. Kirby.
I got so many shows. I got so many stocks from Kirby. That's my job.
I'm gonna tell you a game I love.
I love Kirby.
Yeah,
it's been one of my drawings.
Well, which one?
The Amazing Mirror. Like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's one of my favorite games.
Kirby in your draws is crazy.
That's it. My draws.
Hey.
Kirby in your draws is crazy.
I mean, right back.
No, he got
Kirby
that back.
That's not like that time.
I don't know what Kirby is. Right Kirby might be non-binary.
To me, that's not like
Kirby,
that.
Kirby do right swallow.
Right back at you. Yeah. Like that. Right back.
And you ain't getting away. You can't run.
Right or wrong.
No, you sure can't run from no vacuum cleaner.
Right back at you. Sound like back shots. I don't know what y'all know. Right back at you. Sound like back shots. But hey,
clap.
I mean,
hey, I think King DDD got violated. That's why he don't like Kirby so much.
Get
back here.
But yeah, the game that I would love for them to make. y'all remember True Crime Streets of LA?
Yeah.
In New York, they made a sequel in New York. Those would be so good with modernized technology and graphics.
It would be.
Y'all cooking, bro.
007.
Yes.
Why haven't they done it yet?
What?
It's been a long time since a game came out.
You didn't tell me to get off of that.
Oh my god!
You already had to ask me to join.
They could like remaster GoldenEye. Like
Oh my god!
That would sell so hard. Like come on!
I think they did it a long time ago, but I don't know. Or somebody made it. Like you know how people mod stuff. They made a mod of it.
Oh yeah.
But
some of these mods be fire though.
Man, I couldn't stand when people play that little short dude, bro. Cause like you couldn't really shoot him. I said, what? Come on now. You can't use his height was a cheat code in the game because he's so short. I said, man, Ferrell, I shot you. You shot that.
Right. I'm like, wait, what?
The details is crazy.
You used to do what?
Get other people screen.
Oh, this man here.
Quasi like the type to do that, though.
Ain't gonna hold you. When I was losing, I look at that screen. Huh? They hide in the corner and wait for you. I said, I know you over there. But especially the little the pyramid board. I said, I know you over there.
They
will hide.
I know you over there.
You got to sometimes. I ain't gonna lie.
They hide in the shadows. Not they hide champion. In the shadows.
I mean, when well, I got you, older,
you don't know where I'm at. You don't know where I'm at. They stole that trick from me. They stole the trick from me. And I knew where they were at.
Pop, 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 pop.
Exactly.
And then they had a gold pistol up there.
Yes.
Yeah, there was a one-shotter.
Nah.
Oh, my God.
You ain't
hitting me. Bringing back childhood memories, bro. Like,
heck no, bro. On everything.
Yeah, those things were one-shotters, boy. Shit, that shit was no joke. You got hit with that thing, though? Yeah, you were instantly dead. Just
well, how would you feel about like a Warriors remake, man?
Like, yes. It hit. I would love that. Which one remake?
The Warriors.
Oh.
Because that was really good then. So I think it'd be even better now.
Yes. Two players, it was two players get to walk around, tag up stuff, fight other gangs, mm-hmm. run away from cops.
Mm-hmm. And I hate to say, I gotta say it again. We talked about this in the video game episode a long time ago. Bully.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it needs to get remade. Yeah, it needs to be remade for sure.
With today's graphics,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, and then look, GTA, but it'd be like online. You, hey, let's
even
go
though
jump
they had a mess up, that's good.
Let's meet up.
Yeah.
We're gonna go get this other school.
Let's go come jump on.
That is crazy.
Straight hands online.
You making games?
You can.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Remember,
we already modded stuff. Might as well make it a game.
Kids already bad.
Man, I don't care.
Well, this how they get the aggression out.
Straight hands.
That is true.
You're going to somebody else's college.
I would rather them do it on a video game than real life.
I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I'm just imagining how GTA is right now. And I already know there's gonna be a group that's on there 24/7 trolling.
Hands.
Killing everything they see.
Killing everything.
Are you trying to be a happy family?
I mean, they probably use slings. You know how to
slingshot.
Yeah.
Slingshot,
yeah. Won't be no weapon. Like no gun. Yeah, they got the draws. Up there, of course.
Have a character customization and all that. Wait, yeah,
exactly, on
oh yeah, for sure.
Man, they not listening. That's it. That's it.
Just the bottom line, huh?
That's it, Jack.
Stone Cold says.
Yes.
Oh God.
Yes.
Gosh, how you feel? They remade. Shut your mouth and here comes the pain, bro.
Absolutely,
I'm all for
absolutely.
It.
I want man.
Update the graphics.
Ooh.
Hey, look, here comes the pain. I didn't want
same
I didn't
play get, style. I didn't get to play
it. I didn't get to play it.
You
I wanted
didn't?
To play it.
You
so
did?
Bad. I wanted to play it.
That's one of the best so ones.
Bad. Look, this is what happened. I got to play it like a long time ago after this happened. They was playing something else. I said, come on, let's play this. Because he's like, you can custom it. My cousin was over. You can custom it. You put Spider-Man on the game, Wolverine. They was playing, right? I was trying to get out the case.
Hey, nigga broke it.
I broke it. And when they told my aunt, they was trying to get me. I told my aunt. They told me I can make Spider-Man, auntie. I tried to get out of the case, bro. It broke. They was pissed at me, boy.
I ain't gonna lie. I would've got you. I ain't gonna lie.
I
would've
got you.
I
would've got you, too.
I ain't had a receipt.
I would have got you. That's one of the best ones, bro. You get to walk around and like create storylines. Exactly.
Oh my God.
But I got to play it years after that, though.
Yeah. But, it's that they should definitely update the graphics. Like,
yeah,
sure.
Man.
Yeah. Don't change nothing else. Just update the graphics.
He shouldn't have told me you could create Spider-Man because I was a big fan. So
you snapped.
I was gonna play that game that day. I don't care what they was playing. I was gonna open that game up while they was playing. They gonna have to fight regardless. I was gonna open
quick, won't you?
Look, I was gonna press open.
You definitely split it in half.
You let it warm up first.
I was gonna press the game system and press opens while they were playing that game. So we was gonna play it. But also though, speaking of that, because I was just thinking of SmackDown versus Raw, they should do that again because SmackDown versus Raw was hit after hit after hit. And I was playing that game.
Since like we got a new console and all that.
Yeah.
It's like, because back then you had to use the piece to have multiple controllers, like six people.
Yeah.
Now you can just make as many as you want. So, yeah.
It's gonna be hectic. Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody got to bring their own controller, though, because controller's expensive.
With NXT and all them, like, they should combine the game.
$70.
You know what I'm saying? Because they did play the recent Raw featuring ECW before, so.
Yeah.
I don't see why not. And I don't care. They got a lot of bad divas. I don't care.
All of them. Clapping.
Miss Parker.
Slam me.
Miss Parker.
You say that till you get slammed and you're paralyzed.
That's all right.
I mean, they gonna they could nurse you back. Never mind.
Like, dang, girl, you told me the bottom half of my body now.
I got a question about a movie.
They can nurse you back to health.
On my face. All right, but anyway.
All right. So what you got? What's your question?
So like, what if they what if they remake the first Friday? How you feeling?
Oh, just
leave it alone. Don't y'all do that. Don't y'all do that. Don't y'all do that. I know he said it, but don't y'all do that.
Nope.
Don't y'all do that.
It's like I don't even care if it's good.
I don't care if it's good either.
He said, I don't care if it's good.
It could be funny. I'll sit here.
This brings back to the Fantasia thing.
Like, it's your last day, right?
Don't mess with stuff, man.
It's your last
day. Do your own shit.
It's your last day, right?
Oh, yeah, he cut him off.
Yeah.
Y'all tell food
back. Oh, shit.
Yeah, I just asked the question. I ain't even saying they should do it.
It's y'all tell food back.
Tell him bye. Tell him bye.
Because, like, if they do that, for that and, like, Rush Hour, if they ever do that, I'll be upset. No. Oscar T, I'll be upset.
Tell your friends you got to get off the game.
That's a riot. That's a riot waiting to happen. Yeah. That's a riot.
Because, like, both of them are for their time periods. And it's like,
true.
You can't just modernize it.
That's one of them lightning Friday in the type situation.
Would be terrible if you don't modernize it.
They would really make it real, like, get woke. I won't say woke, but like
it'd be woke, like, or ghetto.
Stereotype, real stereotype. You know.
You know what I would want to see? Speaking of, since they keep doing, Tim Burton is doing a lot of stuff. I don't think it would be a bad idea. If they did, like, how they did Wednesday, you know how she had a little arc, her little story background. If they did an Edward Scissorhands TV show.
Okay, I ain't mad at that.
Like,
I'm not mad at that.
We got to learn more. Because, like, the movie was, like, he grew up over there. They separated him and stuff. Mm-hmm. We need more, like, his story. Because, like,
that's one of them movies that are shows where you can really build off something.
It's
taken away from the classic dynamic of it.
Yes, I don't know. I love that movie. I was like, you know, the Outcast, and you got the girl, and niggas is hating because you got the girl.
Yeah,
I mean, he ain't barely say any words. Oh dang,
that's straight. Like,
I mean, look, he couldn't do it. He couldn't. All seriousness,
we should have had him in a tournament.
All seriousness. He couldn't finger her, so, like, what I'm saying? So, like, he still pulled her. So
he still managed to get her, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's right.
But he could definitely scissor, though.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, look. I mean, look. He probably had the other thing. He probably had rock, paper. Never mind. Sorry.
What are we doing?
I'm be honest, I'm stuck. I'm like, I just hear a lot of stuff.
He was cutting another P. It wasn't paper, it was something else.
Yeah, no, you know, it was his hands TV show. Come on, Tim Burton, make that happen. And for the love of God, do not cast Timothy Chalamet, because he don't need to be everybody. Actually, go out and look for somebody, because I hate that.
You sound upset.
I'm telling you, for people who are new to the podcast, please don't say
here at Blurred and Beyond, we do not like to see the same person on screen for 20 straight movies. We like a little variety. Want to see somebody
you don't speak
new,
to me.
except for the guzzler named Bluetooth. So we don't speak for guzzlers.
I mean,
wow, that's crazy.
Wonka was good.
I'm suing.
I guess, like,
for what?
Defamation.
Like him more. He looked more like Gene Wilder. So I don't know.
But you don't.
I see why
you
they gargle
when you, no, when you got Listerine in your mouth.
I see why they cast it too. The singing was good.
Singing was good.
But I feel like, you know,
yeah,
maybe the toys would have sold.
Hey, chill, chill.
And somebody that looked like Gene Wilder.
Right.
I'm sorry.
And oh, another game they should remake is the N1 Streetball game, because there's a lot of hoopers and stuff. They should, they, that game was hitting on PlayStation. Mm. The N1 Streetball video game was like that.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I thought you were about to say NBA Ballers, because I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't really rocking with ballers.
I mess with NBA Ballers.
Well, no, hold up now. NBA Ballers. Well, the last one was ass.
I ain't really rock with it, bro.
Yeah, I ain't played it. I just tell me the first.
Yeah, NBA Ballers was hitting. I remember I used to beat my sister's boyfriend at it, and he had to put cheat codes in to beat me. She's like, oh, you must crazy. Really suck. He said, she said, you must really suck.
That's crazy.
You to beat a child, you gotta put some cheat codes in.
They messed up when they let us foul 5 times. I was like,
oh my God.
Right, need a blitz to lead, bro. That's what you need, bro. They need that, bro.
We need another fun. That was my junk, bro. That storyline, these games with these storylines really sell. Forget selling the toys. The games with the storylines really sell.
Storylines. They cared back then.
Like, legit, bro. I'm like,
and it's fun. Like, it was fun. Nothing.
Yeah.
Fun.
Maybe it was because people, it was either it either hit or I don't eat. Maybe that's what it was. Because now I guess everybody eating, they don't give a damn no more.
Nah, Josh, I feel like because, like, everything back then was experimental. Like, they just did stuff to do it. Now it's like a formula. Like they just don't care. They're like, all right, this is making easy money. Just do this.
As long as I get paid.
They don't really trying to move like that.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for the next generation, for real.
You know what?
I feel like.
Go ahead.
I was about to say, I just feel like they need to go ahead and remake DC Universe Online. Go ahead and update the graphics.
But that game is staying the same.
I know it ain't gonna ever change. That joke will be like that for the foreseeable future. But they need to just go ahead and do that.
They didn't want you to have an OP character or something. Because I was like, why do I have a character that has speed and I'm out here shooting bows and arrows? I don't understand this.
You can choose that, though.
Yes, but still, like, you know what I'm saying? Is the selection is kind of shaky.
It is shaky. If you
you shouldn't have, dear.
They got to be able to correlate.
Yeah, that's what I'm like. And it ain't really, like, I don't know, bro.
To be honest, nobody really wanted to use the Batman joint.
No, I want a Green Lantern game. Forget all that.
I just got a glad
joint. I want a Green Lantern game. Green Lantern game.
Why doesn't Green Lantern have a game?
You can choose different lanterns at this point. That would be fire.
Oh yeah, that would be fire.
Again, the storyline. I want to have like a Razor storyline where I could be a Red Lantern and Blue Lantern. Oh, well,
say it costs too much. I know y'all billionaires.
I'm buying
that part.
That Green Lantern game has to happen.
I think we gotta do it ourselves, guys.
Not based on the movie. Don't you cheat
not us grabbing the glove.
Don't you cheat me. But yeah.
Well, I keeps a glove on me.
I believe it, actually. I really believe
that, too. You got one in your pocket right now.
You like Michael Jackson, I believe.
Well, actually, I don't know, some
movies should have been video games. Like, The Transporter, that would have been a dope video would have been a dope video game.
We got a whole row.
Transporter?
That would have been
you
a dope
Transformers?
Video game, bro.
No, Transporter.
What you call?
Oh, Transporter.
Yeah,
that'd
have been a dope video game, bro.
Hey, so what happened to them making games for movies like they used to do that?
Yeah,
they still do.
It was trash.
Because they started going overboard. Some of them games shouldn't have been made. But
didn't they have a game for like the B movie?
I think
they had a game for the B movie.
B movie, 50 Cent.
It was getting out of hand.
Now, hold up. 50 Cent need to come out with another game. That's what happened.
That's what
need to happen.
Spider-Man,
that game was
all
fun.
Bulletproof and Paul Burns of Sands or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Superman had a game. I never played it, but he had one.
It's hard to make a Superman game.
It is. He's too old.
You can't lose with him. So
you have to make a storyline where there's a lot of villains with kryptonite.
Yeah,
it's or like he get hit with something in the beginning, and now he got to go the whole way with like 10% power.
Right. Or trying to get his power back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe got like a small, like a tiny piece of kryptonite just enough on his shoulder or something.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And the whole game is in there.
Yeah. That's the only way.
That's crazy.
And he can't pull it out because he's
he fighting magic users.
And, oh my gosh. Another the change
of Goku. No, I just played it.
Yeah. X-Men Legends. That's a secret battle. X-Men Legends need to be remade. X-Men Legends got to be remade. X-Men
Legends. Yeah, I played
Which one was that game about?
Yes. Basically, the whole X-Men team, and you can, like, it's like, it's almost like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, but not really. But
yeah.
But it's okay.
The same.
Straight up X-Men characters. Like,
now, yeah, I won't like Midnight Suns. It was better than that.
But yeah, X-Men Legends. Come on.
Midnight Suns.
Update the graphics. The graphics looks kind of bad and stuff, you know. Get the storyline right. Yeah.
Remake Young Justice. Remake the Young Justice video game.
Nah, Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, I was like, the show.
Both of them.
Why?
Both
Why is them. It every time I name a game, you got something wrong with the game?
Both of them. Huh? That Young Justice game was, it was good. I played it. I loved it. With the characters they got rid of because the fucking toys. Anyway, and that's from the pit of my soul. That's from the pit of my soul. Because they can't keep bringing the show back and then canceling it. Because you can't keep using the same excuse.
The toys ain't selling.
And
they need to make a TV game. Dusty as
hell.
Everybody on the tablets now.
Man,
they should have made a Teen Titans game.
Yeah, but that Young Justice with all the characters they done sent out, showed. Yeah, now it'd be fire.
I know. Like kids, you know, it's a lot of stuff for kids, but kids don't have money, you know. So I'd expect toys to sell when kids, you know, don't have the money.
They're supposed to go up to their parents with a gun and be like, yo, you see that? I want it.
Like, push your sales off.
Now we can either do this the easy way or the hard way.
Oh my God.
It really don't make me much difference.
Right.
They need to have a Boondocks.
I've been waiting to shoot this gun.
A Boondocks game.
Oh, man.
Don't nobody know what a Boondocks is no more.
Boom. That right there would be fire right there. That would laugh my ass off. That was true.
Say that again, liar. Say that again. Say that again, liar. Say that again, liar.
I was saying that, you know, it'd be a great experience.
No, that ain't what you said, liar.
I ain't gonna lie. I kind of agree with Christian. I ain't gonna count.
What did he say? He don't like Boondocks.
No, that's not what I said. I said nobody knows who the Boondocks is.
Yeah, they don't. Not in this day.
Not as far as the kids.
Yeah, time now,
back
changed.
In the day,
listen.
That would have been love.
Listen to this. Facts. Read my lips. Read them, because I'm going to say it.
I'm closing my eyes.
Fuck them
Make
kids.
Sure you lick them
it
first.
It ain't for them. It ain't for them. It ain't for them.
Exactly. For them. Just like the Incredibles won't for them.
It's not Boondocks for them. It's not for them. It's a game for us. You can play the kick. You can play the kickball in it. You can fight.
Oh my God. Yeah, they should just do certain episodes.
You know what? They should do an open world game in that style.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it'll be good.
Your own little character. You run around, you'll do little stuff with your friend
in the street, and you can go join them.
Well, this stupid show. Oh God.
It'd be like, hey, it could be like you know how Simpsons Hit and Run? It could be have that style, but Boondock style. You know, you can switch your characters out
with different
characters. Certain characters in
like the Simpsons.
It has to be open world so everybody can play kickball. You know how fun that would be? Kickball.
They ain't trying to make no money.
Steal this idea too.
Don't tell them that. We got to get our royalties.
We ain't getting no royalties. We be giving away all the good stuff. We give away this stuff for free, man.
Nah, we paid.
Oh,
what are you talking about?
We can hang in your life.
Ain't
nothing.
I ain't bent over.
Hold up.
You was doing the bending.
You're misunderstanding.
Wait, who bending?
They're not going. You was doing the
bending. All right, Avatar.
Oh, we need another Avatar game. We ain't had an Avatar game in years.
You talking about Airbender or the blue people?
Yeah, Airbender.
No, you know what we're talking about now. Don't you play around. Because they're already making a new Avatar blue people game. But Avatar, the last Airbender game. It needs to be a fighting game like Naruto. They need to be fighting a game like Naruto.
Yeah, Naruto.
You're going to get the fans from Talk.
It is, though. About to say, ever since that connection came out.
Nah, so,
you know me. One yet.
Y'all but they need to wait till that
Spark new Zero comes out,
though. Oh,
you know the name of the game.
I'm playing it now, man.
Need to wait
for this.
Fun game. Fun game.
They need
game.
To wait till that new Avatar drops so they can add more characters. Because certain characters you're not going to be able to play.
I just want to be my own bender.
Well, that too, because you.
I mean, you two
do the game. Creating the character in the game.
I hope they add back bending.
You can do a battle arena and your a character.
I want my master to be Sokka. You know what I'm saying? Because that's King Backbender. What?
He had them all.
He had them all. Boy had girls from every
tribe.
Every tribe except the Airbenders.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, it is. Legend has said he has had one from the Airbenders, but he didn't like to breathe too much, and so they couldn't show her.
So they cleaned him out.
They couldn't show her. So that's what Legend has said. And I was like, dang, I pray for her family.
I didn't know that.
His appendix.
I'm going to write that down too.
Yeah. We need to send some flowers and something. So
I'm not really sending
it. We're sorry that you suffocated.
I ain't sorry.
We're sorry. You suffocated.
I ain't had nothing to do with it.
I'm sorry you suffocated and stuff. You got it. This is real, y'all.
You said Sokka did it.
I know, man. Just
I'm starting to think it was you.
Be caring for the family, you know. Come on now. Be sensitive. Yeah.
He said her arrow's pointed right to her mouth.
I'm sorry, I'm hard.
Oh my gosh. See, that's insensitive. Like, dang. She's not breathing anymore. Like, what are you doing? That's crazy.
She was good on the mic.
I mean, she was a singer. Like, she can hit the notes, but
he said, live by the mic, die by the mic. It's crazy.
That's ridiculous. You just don't even care about her family. They watching this.
That was crazy. They don't sell karaoke games anymore.
Cause they,
what happened to the Dance Dance Revolutions and shit?
I mean,
like
they still exist. The dances still exist, so just not the karaoke.
They ain't got no karaoke joints no more.
Man, they got tired of y'all not being able to sing.
Oh my gosh!
Don't Fortnite do that.
Fortnite has like a rock band type of thing joint. Yeah.
Fortnite doing too much, bro.
You remember how you used to play with the instruments, bro? Like drums.
Bro,
like
I used to play drums.
You didn't do that in
the band. I'm telling you.
People still play it on them old games.
Yeah.
You can find them
at an arcade.
Yeah.
Doing crazy.
Dave and Buster probably still got it.
Arcade's going absolutely, bro. Might do arcades no more like that.
Man, because the games ain't good enough at the arcades. Back in the day, you know, that's where all the games was at. It was at the arcade.
And then that's when they started going on the console and stuff like that later.
They need to make a Disney fighting game. I'm sorry. Just Disney make that. Fighting game.
So, okay. So what about that? Disney fighting game. But what about Kingdom Hearts? Y'all think they should remake that?
Oh, they haven't made that in a while.
I'm be honest.
Been done.
It's about to end. It's about to end soon, anyway.
Yeah, but the remix has already been done already. That was some time back, like for real. Like,
what about
they put them all in together almost into one good set, though. It was called the like Kingdom Hearts Remix 1.5 and then 2.5.
It was like when you remaster something,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Just made it more crisp, like though. But it looked really good when he remastered everything. Everything else played out real smooth. The story still was the same though. Then, but it was just really good just playing it again though onto the modern, to the modern systems.
Right.
Yeah, it's still good to this day though. It's actually in the store now on PlayStation.
Got it.
Disney
characters, Smash Bros. Type of thing. Then.
Okay, I would definitely.
Story in there.
Me and motherfucking Simba.
Yeah.
Or Hercules.
Hercules, yeah. That would be a good choice.
Hit Pocahontas.
I'm like, Buzz, you are not a toy.
Pocahontas. Mulan probably could get it too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about.
Mulan can do what?
He talking about.
You said, who's talking about smashing the Disney characters, right?
Smash Bros. Smash Bros.
Oh, because you know, Tiana. Nothing but Disney characters. Tiana said we almost there.
Oh.
It's crazy. How that's
cute.
Oh, my God.
We said food.
How we go from that's legendary fight to doing that? Like, what?
I mean, Hercules said I'm on my way, so
that's what I heard. Hercules, because he can go the distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. Okay, you spitting. I give them.
That's it.
Yeah.
For now, that's your only one.
Sound like a hater.
To make Cinderella spit, but anyway,
better talk to Ariel.
Game, that'd be a good game.
Hey,
hey, we got that splash.
Nah, it's kind of fishy.
Nah, she got regular legs now. She got regular legs now.
Nah, I wish she go back in that water.
She got that fixed. She got that fixed. Man,
is water wet? You ain't gonna walk her down. You ain't gonna walk her down. You passing on it.
Yeah, I'm passing. I'm sorry, y'all got that.
All right.
Y'all niggas funny.
Gotta go for Tiana anyway. She a
hard worker. I know how to
swim.
I know how to swim.
Don't forget to show your appreciation and support. Make sure you hit the bell so you can get the notifications.
And also like and comment.
Mm-hmm. Please like and comment. Yes. Tell us how perfect we are in every way.
And if you want to embarrass us, we can embarrass you.
What?
Somebody did comment one time. They did comment.
What about embarrassing?
It was something. It's in one of the older videos. Yeah.
We appreciate y'all support. You know what I'm saying? Everything's all fun and games. You know what I'm saying?
Entertainment.
Yeah, we love y'all.
Entertainment.
Man.
Please don't take us too serious.
Yeah.
Blurtainment, baby. Blurtainment.
We're across all platforms. Blurred and Beyond.
Yes.
Join our group on Facebook, the Black Space Rangers, where you can become an honorary Space Ranger. Trust me, you want to be an honorary Space Ranger.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We have merch. If you are within the first 1,000 followers, you have a chance to win some of that merch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We got 800, almost 800 members on the Facebook group, too.
All right, so this is closing up.
I mean, they don't want
the door before the door closed. You know
they don't want the shirt. They don't want the card. Like,
that's right.
You're trying to give away $1,000, he said. I don't know.
I tried, but y'all ain't see the post. Y'all weren't in there. So y'all missed the deadline, so nobody get the $1,000. I'm sorry.
So sad.
I'm sorry.
I mean, dang.
I was rude to you. We're all rude. Yeah,
so that's
now you got to deal with a shirt.
I get $1,000?
I mean.
Anyways.
Who you?
I can't.
Her, apparently.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right.
Man, we have so much fun up here. But
yeah,
always remember,
go beyond.